Okay, well, here's a nice little part of the program now. We take a look at things that people have said about the Beatles over the years. Famous people, academics, all kinds of different people who've had, you know, let's face it, everyone has an opinion on the Beatles. And one person's opinion or view or comment is no more or less valid than another's. However, it's the interesting things that people say which is important. Not necessarily who said it, but what is being said. Okay, there you go. That's the end of my little monologue there. Okay, so we're going to look at what has been said. Beatles quotes, if you like. And this one from Mickey Gilley. Not too sure who that is. But here we go. Can I start? Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. Well, it is quite early. I'm not quite awake yet. I do apologise, folks. A lost of... Oh, you know what? It's a typo. Pilar, it's another typo. I was trying to say lot, but the word is lost. But it's a typo. I was right. Oh, God bless us, I was right. A lot of people recognize me and maybe will ask for an autograph. But it's nothing like if Elvis would have done something like that. Because he's so proper, or maybe the Beatles, because they stirred up a lot of action. So there you go. So it's a typo on the thing. I feel vindicated now. Here's one from Roger Daltrey, of course, The Who. He was in Buddy, and also an episode, and I quite liked it, of Midnight Caller, with Jack Killian, the radio host at KJCM 98.3 FM or something. Good night, America, out there, wherever you are. Yes, and all that, etc. Okay, so Roger Daltrey, this is his quote. All you could do was to see him. We were backstage when the Beatles were on and you could just about hear a noise. It was just literally screaming. That sounds like some sort of weird character from David Copperfield, but no, it was Roger Daltrey. And one more here, T-Bone Burnett, that's a good name, isn't it? T-Bone Burnett. Almost everything the Beatles did was great, and it's hard to improve on. They were our bark. The way to get around it may be to keep it as simple as possible. Okay, there we go. Little quotes there. Can we do some more? I quite like these. Jackson Browne said, also, right at that particular time in the music business, because of people like the Beatles, people began owning their own publishing. I'll just say this really quickly. They used to divide the money for the music that was written in two, just equal halves. There you go. And this one from Buck Owens, and I said, why not? It's the truth. Why can't I say I'm a Beatles fan? I used to get criticised for that. Indeed? Why? Why would you be criticised? That's very strange. This one, try and guess who this is. And so we went away to play, and we'd come back to Liverpool. And while we were doing this, because we did it for 2 years, and then we go to Germany. And that's where I met the Beatles. Who said that? It was Ringo, yes. Ringo Starr said that. And this one from George Harrison. I can't do George Harrison. As far as I'm concerned, there won't be a Beatles reunion as long as John Lennon remains dead. That's what George said. Yes. And good old Macca, Paul McCartney, at the end of the Beatles, like... I'm putting in the like bit myself. I really was done in for the first time in my life. Until then, I really was a kind of cocky sod. That's Paul there, yes. Okay, we take a break there. Go on, do one more, Steve. Yes, okay. This is George Martin. He's quite posh, isn't he, I think? Because when the film was first mooted, the Beatles didn't like the idea at all. In fact, they wouldn't have any part in it. And when Brian had committed them, it was part of a deal he did with United Artists, I think. There you go. We shall finish the famous last words with fans of the Beatles. Excellent stuff. More, whenever.